Texas AG Impeachment Day 6, Charity Suit Intervention Unfounded and Unethical. Criminal Process Used to Benefit Private Donor. By Lana Shadwick on September 13, 2023. During Day 6 of the impeachment trial of suspended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, House impeachment managers called the special prosecutor hired to investigate state and federal investigators. These included officials who were investigating Nate Paul and AG Paxton's securities fraud cases. A prosecution witness from the bank said they had to stop the foreclosure of Paxton's donors' properties and that pulling the foreclosure due to the controversial AG opinion benefited the donor. The defense cross-examined the bank CEO about the federal moratorium during the COVID pandemic and said there wouldn't be any foreclosures. Kendall Garrison, chief executive officer of Amplified Credit Union, testified he did not know anything about a federal moratorium. But the midnight opinion letter at the AG's direction stopped the foreclosures of not Nate Paul's properties. The opinion was issued between Sunday night and Monday morning. As reported by Breitbart Texas, Ryan Vassar, former deputy attorney general for legal counsel, previously testified that Paul's lawyer used the informal opinion in court within days of its issuance in an attempt to stop foreclosures during the COVID pandemic. Vassar testified he had never seen Paxton get involved in drafting an opinion. Nate Paul is an Austin real estate developer who donated $25,000 to Paxton. He is also the employer of Paxton's mistress, Laura Olson, who is slated to testify on Wednesday, day 7 of the impeachment trial. Paul is specifically mentioned in 6 of the articles of impeachment and is implicated in most of the others. FBI agents arrested Paul in June. The 23-page indictment includes 8 counts of making false statements to financial institutions. At the beginning of Day 6, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced that House impeachment managers had used 19 hours during the trial, and Paxton's defense had gone through 12 hours. Each side is allotted 24 hours for their case in chief and defense. Paxton hired a 5-year lawyer from Houston when Paxton could not get anyone in the office of the Attorney General, OAG, to work on going after Paxton's and Nate Paul's federal and DPS investigators. A federal magistrate and bankruptcy judge were on Paul's radar for the requested investigation. The special prosecutor, Brandon R. Kamik, testified, "I did everything at his supervision, and I got affirmation from him, Paxton." The criminal defense and personal injury lawyer from Houston said he forwarded most of the emails from Nate Paul and his attorney, Michael J. Wynn, to the AG. Wynn is a top-rated white-collar crimes attorney from Houston specializing in public corruption, money laundering, and insurance, mortgage, and bank fraud. Kamik said he got assistance from Wynn in drafting grand jury subpoenas. Kamik explained he always worked on the defense side and not as a prosecutor. Wynn gave him a subpoena form, he stated. The testimony revealed that Wynn provided Kamik with a prosecution memo, timelines, and spreadsheets. Kamik said Wynn gave him an Excel spreadsheet with contact information of individuals who were suspects or witnesses associated with the referral from the Travis County District Attorney's Office. Nate Paul said he filed the complaint with the Travis DA alleging federal officials had altered a search warrant to broaden the scope. The feds raided Paul's home and properties in April 2019. Kamik said he and Paxton thought the grand jury process was a discreet way of getting that information. He testified that grand jury proceedings are secret and would not cause any type of panic. When he began his job as a special prosecutor, Kamik knew nothing about Nate Paul except he was a real estate developer, Kamik explained. He did not independently source the witness list of the individuals given to him by Wynn or Paul. Kamik testified, "I didn't really know Nate Paul. I was just trying to do my job." On cross-examination by Houston defense attorney Dan Cogdill, Kamik, referring to Nate Paul's complaint about federal officials in the search warrant, said it was not a baseless complaint. Kamik said Paxton hired him because no amount of information could convince Paxton's deputy general for law enforcement that a federal official could commit a crime. Kamik, a criminal defense lawyer from a family of defense lawyers, said, "I don't live in that house. He views federal magistrates and other officials, regular people, and garbage men as all alike." Kamik said he looks at a person's character. "As a defense lawyer, that is what we do. This is just on the other side of it," Kamik stated. As reported by Breitbart Texas on Day 5, Mark Penley, the former deputy general for law enforcement, testified. General Paxton asked him and the top investigator, former Texas Ranger David Maxwell, to investigate federal investigators investigating his donor. Some of these investigators were the same officials investigating Paxton in association with his pending securities fraud case. When Cogdell asked Kamik if he was at the Oak to benefit Nate Paul, he replied, absolutely not. Kamik testified he was never paid for any of his work for the Oak. He testified he never considered himself as Ken Paxton's lawyer. House prosecutors also called Joseph Joe David Brown, a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Texas appointed by President Donald Trump. Brown testified he was interviewed for the special prosecutor position but was not hired. When asked about who investigates federal officials, he testified it was the Office of Inspector General, OIG, within the Department of Justice, DOJ. He had no idea that Nate Paul was a donor until he talked to OIG First Assistant Jeff Mateer. Paxton's former Deputy Attorney General for Civil Litigation, Darren McCarty, testified the OIG only got involved in a handful of charity cases, and the AG never interjected himself in charitable trusts before. Nate Paul was involved in very contentious litigation with the Meta Foundation charity and had agreed to settle for $10.5 million, McCarty stated. Paul wanted the OIG to intervene and do away with the settlement, he said. McCarty, a former law clerk to a federal appellate judge on the Fourth Circuit, did not believe the intervention was necessary. I believe the intervention was unfounded, unethical, and was actually attacking a charitable trust instead of helping a charitable trust, he testified. Paxton's defense counsel, Tony Busby, cross-examined McCarty and elicited testimony that Johnny Sutton, a George W. Bush-appointed U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas, had been representing him for the last 3 years. McCarty testified that he did not have a fee contract with Sutton. McCarty admitted he signed off on the Meta Foundation intervention, saying the office had a colorable reason to intervene. McCarthy said he had no personal knowledge about who paid for the Paxton's home renovations. Article I of the Articles of Impeachment charges Paxton with violating his duties as AG by failing to protect a charitable organization. Specifically, Paxton caused employees of his office to intervene in a lawsuit brought by the Roy F. and Joanne Cole Meta Foundation against several corporate entities controlled by Nate Paul. Paxton harmed the Meta Foundation in an effort to benefit Paul. Article 17 of the Articles of Impeachment charges Paxton misused his official powers by causing employees of his office to perform services for his benefit and the benefit of others. Texas Penal Code Section 39.02 entitled Abuse of Official Capacity, provides. A. A public servant commits an offense if, with intent to obtain a benefit or with intent to harm or defraud another, he intentionally or knowingly, 1. Violates a law relating to the public servant's office or employment, or 2. Misuses government property, services, personnel, or any other thing of value belonging to the government that has come into the public servant's custody or possession by virtue of the public servant's office or employment. The degree of punishment is a misdemeanor or felony, depending on the value of the thing misused. It is a state jail felony if the value of the thing misused is $2,500 to $30,000, a felony of the third degree if the value is $30,000 to $150,000, a second-degree felony if the value is between $150,000 and $300,000, and a felony of the first degree if the value is $300,000 or more. As Breitbart reported, Paxton's former chief of staff, Catherine Missy Minter Carey, testified that at one point, she believed the upper echelon was spending 50% of their time on Nate Paul. Article 9 of the Articles of Impeachment provides that Paxton engaged in bribery, thus violating Section 41, Article 16 of the Texas Constitution. The Texas Penal Code section governing bribery is 36.02. Article 18 of the Impeachment Articles is a catch-all that charges, while holding office as Attorney General, Warren Kenneth Paxton violated the Texas Constitution, his oaths of office, statutes, and public policy against public officials acting contrary to the public interest by engaging in acts described in one or more articles. Article 19 charges that Paxton engaged in misconduct, private or public, of such character as to indicate his unfitness for office, as shown by the acts described in one or more articles. Article 20 charges that Paxton abused the public trust, bringing the office of Attorney General into scandal and disrepute to the prejudice of public confidence in the government of this state, as shown by the acts described in one or more articles. Ken Paxton has not attended days 2 through 6 of the impeachment proceedings and only attended as required on the first day to enter a plea. Paxton pled not guilty through his defense lawyer, Tony Busby. Paxton's wife, Senator Angela Paxton, was not sworn in as a juror. She is, however, required by the Texas Constitution to be present, so she has to hear the testimony. She is recused from voting, deliberating, or asking questions of any witnesses. Related articles. Texas AG wanted his office to probe feds investigating him, witness testifies. Texas AG impeachment day 4, Ranger warns AG about crooked donor. Texas AG impeachment day 3, OG resources hijacked to benefit donor. AG wanted to investigate law enforcement, staff meets with FBI, mutiny denied. Texas Ranger icon, whistleblower warned AG Paxton he could get indicted. Texas AG impeachment day 2, key witnesses, blackmail concern, mistress, fiery defense, alleged coup. Texas AG impeachment day 1, Paxton pleads not guilty, dismissal denied, key witness testifies. Texas Attorney General's impeachment trial begins. Video archives of the impeachment proceedings can be found on the Texas Senate impeachment website. The articles of impeachment, the rules of procedure for the Court of Impeachment, the witness list, all motions filed by the House Board of Managers and Paxton's defense team, exhibits, and other potential evidence are posted on the Texas Senate Court of Impeachment website. Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart, Texas. She is a trial lawyer who practices criminal defense and family law in East Texas. She was a Texas prosecutor and family court associate judge in Harris County, Texas.